like the lashon of the Tiferes Yisroel. I mean, he said not lechal but lechun. And when
Excuse me. It has nothing to do with that. The Girsel lechal lechun has reference to megabo. Has reference to megabo. So that two yoseis, whether the akshirim lechal or the akshirim lechun. Here we are talking about megabo. Here we are talking about lechal shenisos nayam. There's nothing to do with that.
This is such a limitation on the ability of tahara.
Let me explain it. So that words, so even though Gaushan Islash, so Rinofa, Alodom Akilim, that means the person didn't intend to be overtaken by the wave of the Yam. He just unintentionally, against his will, the wave fell over him and immersed him and covered him. So maybe Kabone is lacking. So, Ligabe, in order to eat Trumo, so there is aloche, that you have to be tabled the Kavone. But if somebody, let's say, unintentionally falls into the Yam, into the Mikveh, suppose someone stands on the shore of the sea, and then unintentionally he falls into the Yam, or somebody pushes him into the Yam, as a joke. So, and he becomes immersed in the Yam. So, it's a good feeling, but Kavone is like it. So the aloche is, Ligabe Achiyashim, Tefillah does not require kavanah, but in order to be allowed to eat in Trumo, even if you are table, but if you won't table the kavanah, so you're not allowed to eat Trumo. This is what the Rambam said. Alright. Now, so the first verse by Rav Chaim is very sound. We don't have to refute it. The only thing is Rav Chaim refuted it because of the Roshna Rambam. Shaytabin Bizekwin Kalvachimalavi and Rav Chaim understood that Rambam is saying that the reason is why we keep him. He cannot, the tefillah is not good is because a gals and ishlash, so cannot be mitar bizekwin. But it's not like that because the Rambam said before, in the aloha before, that gals and ishlash is mitar bizekwin. And the Rambam here doesn't say because he cannot be tied with Zechlin. So the reason is because the Avir cannot be tied. But the Rambam wants to explain why can't he be tied with Avir? After all, it still has a Chalishan in Mayon. So the Rambam says, Me Mayon or Me Mikveh can only be tied if the water are in their natural state. But if the Me Mikveh or Me Mayon are not in the natural state, in an unusual state, so then they cannot be mitaya. So that is the reason as to why mikveh is not mitaya b'zeichlin, because that's an unusual state for mikveh to be zeichlin. The natural state for mikveh is to be still, not to be agitated, not to be zeichlin. So if for some reason the water in the mikveh is agitated and it flows and it's not still, it's not the natural state, it cannot be mitaya. And mimayon can be mitaya b'zeichlin because schius is the natural thing for mimayon. But mayim ba'avir is not the natural state for the mimayon. So it cannot be mitaya, so it's not mitaya because ba'avir cannot be mitaya. Not because Galshen Mishlash, so cannot be Mitaya Bezechu. As far as Galshen Mishlash is concerned, it can be Mitaya Bezechu. And that's the reason as to why the Roshi, it can be Mitaya. Because even the Roshi, it is Mishlash. Alright. Now, so that's the first Teretz of Rav Chaim, it does not have to be refuted. Then the second Teretz is that which is also mentioned by Rachel Simbo, that Enochaname, we can say that when there is a ribu of Mayonitrin, so that's Mivatel, the whole Chalisha Mayon, and it's not a Hefzer Mayon, and it's not even May Mayon. So since it's not a Hefzer Mayon, it's not a May Mayon, because it becomes bottle. The Shemayon becomes bottle. Becomes bottle. Because you can say it to the world, the general dinner world, or it's a special aloha. since the major portion of the water is not Mimayim, but Mikshonim, some Mele, the Chalishim Mayim is Poker. The Chalishim Mayim is Poker. So that's why it cannot be Mitaya Bezeichwin, because the Chalishim Mayim is Poker. But then you ask, Monef Shechim, the Chalishim Mayim is Poker, you should require him so. So the answer is, the reason as to why Mayim doesn't require him so is not that there is a special Aloha Nation Sinai, a special Zerzakosov. The Shiur of Memso applies only to Mikve Natamai. The Shiur of Memso applies to everything. But by Mayon, the no Shiur is like it. Because what is Mayon? Mayon has the attribute that it keeps on emanating water from itself without a limit. So maybe potentially there is Memso. You don't see Memso with your eyes any given moment. Let's say certain Mayonis, like Niagara Falls, so you can see all the time. You can see all the time in Memso. But certain Mayonis, which you visibly, you only have a minimum of water, but potentially there is Memso. You don't see at any one moment, so you don't see the Memso, but it keeps on emanating without a limit, even if they require the Shio at being a thousand so. So in Mayon would be considered every thousand so too. If the Shio had been 10,000 so or 100,000 so, it would still have the Shio. So it's not that the Xerasakosu for the Shio, but Shio is a local Nishinai. So the Shio of Memso is also Alochel Nishim Sinai. So it's not that the Shio, the Alochel Nishim Sinai of Memso applies only to Mikve Natamayim. No, the Shio of Memso applies to everything. To Mikve, to Mayon, but by Mayon, in view of its potential of emanating without a limit, Memso, hundreds or thousands or 10,000 or 100,000 or You can name whatever figure you want, and potentially it can emanate that amount of water. So Mele, the Shio is present there. So Mele, that's why the Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, Mayon Shemim Mot in the Rav Mayim Shubim, Shomim Mikvah Nitaya Mishbeya. In view of the fact that the Rav water is maybe it's Mishomim. Not Mayon, so the Chalishim Mayon is Poka, Chalishim Chetzor Mayon is Poka, the Mei Mayon is Poka, because the bulk of the water is Mikshon. So, but it's still the time of Chodshu. Why? Because for the same reason that a regular Mayon is the time of Chodshu. Not that a regular Mayon doesn't require himself, but in Mayon, we have Memso. Here too, the fact that there was a ribu of Mikshomi did not divest it of its tendency to keep on emanating water without a limit. So maybe there is Memso. This tarot, the second tarot by Rav Chaim, is mentioned by Rav Chaim. Even though, actually Gantz brings, usually it does not say, the Terutzim that Reb Chaim mentions, but this inquiries, they were both mechavim in many things, the same thing that Reb Chaim says, many Torah that Reb Chaim says inquiries, or Reb Shlomi Ganzbrit also says in Lechem Simcha, and Reb Chaim never saw the Lechem Simcha, he never saw Lechem Simcha. So he says the same thing. Now, but I think that the first letter by Reb Chaim is also a very important thing. And while in the Rambam we can explain on the basis of both the Rutsim, but other Rishayim Shite can only be explained on the basis of Reb Chaim's first Teretz, not on the basis of Reb Chaim's second Teretz. Now, I just, in order to understand this Mishnah, we have to go over other Mishnahs. This Mishnah this Mishnah. The Milam had Mayam Shemim of Morty, Shehopol of Mayam Shulim, Shovel Mikro Retire Bej Beirem, and Mayam Lahabdu Bebe Honshu. Has to be studied, learned, in conjunction with two other Mishnahs. Now turn to Perikei Mishnah Gimel. Mayam Shu Moshech Ki Nadal. Nadal, that's a certain kind of insect. It has many legs. A centipede. So in other words, Mayam Shu Moshech Ki Nadal means like this. Here is the Mayam. So, here is the Mayon in the center, and then it emanates water in so many directions, in the form of a centipede that has many legs, that stretch out in many directions. So, Mayon should moshach in out. A Mayon that extends like a centipede. Ribo lo v'imshichei, suppose it pours in, so there is natural water, spring water that emanates from this mayon. And then he dumped into it, make shom, a lot of make shom. Ribo lo v'imshichei, and as a result of the abundant water that he dumped into that mayon, so it started to extend into further areas. You see, like this, let's say, it only extended up to here. As a result of the dumping of water, so the water started to extend. This is the limit of the original area where the water was as far as the water was able to flow before he dumped the water. And then as a result of dumping water, so the water started to extend and to flow further. So Mayim Shel Moshech Ki Nadal, Ribo Lo V'Imshichei Hareihu Kmo She'Hayo. Hareihu Kmo She'Hayo. So in other words, it has the same thing as before. Now before we pump the water. So what were the potentials of that mayon? It was able to be retired the whole shoe and to be retired the zechum. Now that it dumped water, so it retains the same status that it can be retired the whole shoe and can be retired the zechum. But then the Sefer of the Mishnah says something that seems to be inconsistent with the Rishon Mishnah. Hoyo Eimet, the Ribon of Yimshichet. If it was Eimet, whatever it means, the Ribon of Yimshichet, Shogo when Mikro Litaya Beishpere, or Mayon we had to be Kosho. What be Kosho? That's one Mishnah. That's the second Mishnah. Then there is another Mishnah, Perikei, Mishnehe, Hazechun Kimalu, the Anitri Kimitri, Hein Trepsodical Hazechun Shehobo Anitri, Shemshe. So these three Mishnehs are discussed by all the Rishim, the Ram, the Rashbor, any Rishim, the Rash. So they all discuss it together, all the three Mishnehs. So we have three Mishnehs in respect to the kings, where there is a mixture of Mimayon and Mechon. One Mishnah is called Mishneh Zayin, Mayon, Shemim of Motim, Shavobol of Mayim Shulim, Shavobol of Mikro Itaya Beshbeiran, and Mayon Mahadu Mechoshu. And the other second Mishnah is the Mishnah of Mayon Shemosha Kenavu, Perikei Mishneh Gimu. And the third Mishnah that deals with the same Indian is Perikei Mishneh. So all the Rishonim raise the question, there seems to be an apparent spirit between Mishnehei on one hand and Mishneh Gimel and Mishneh Zayin and Perikalev on the other. Because Pirkei Mishneh, Pirkei, says explicitly, the Hei Trab Tzadik Ala Zeichlin Shemot Ala Neitim Shemchen. So when is it the time of Zeichlin, if there is a mixture of Meksham and Mizeichli and Meimayon, and the whole, the bulk of the water is Meimayon. So then it's the time of Zeichlin. That's what he says. Hei Trab Tzadik Ala Zeichlin Shemot Ala Neitim Shemchen. Thus implying only the Zeichlin Amor than the Neitim. But if the Neitim are more than the Zeichlin, so then it's not the Taya B'Zeichlin. Whereas, per the Mishneh, per the Mishneh Gimel, Mayim Shil Kumosher Kenadu, Ribo Lo Vim Shichei Areu Kumosher Oyo. What does Ribo mean? Ribo means that he dumped an abundance of water, much more than the original quantity of water that was contained in the Mayim, before he dumped the Mikshomi into it. So, even though it's Ribol, he dumped an abundance of water, more than the original water. So it's still Areil Kumosher Oyo. And Perkalat Mishneh Zayin also says, Mayon Shemim of Motim, Visharobo Mayon Shilvin, Shove, Limitra Mitaya Beishbeiren, Umayon Hadar Lechonshu. So, there seems to be a certain inconsistency between the three Mishnehs. So how, yes? Why do we have to be Mechalik Hashem and discuss it? I mean, they discuss it in great detail. So let's hear what the Hashem say. I mean, we can't invent another Shita because all the Hashem discuss that apparent state. So there are various Shitas of Hashem. The Ram says, the Ram in that Sugi and Yidorim, and he says that that's the sheet of the Raive, because it's not so clear what the Raive says. Because other Rishonim say something else in the Raive. So it's better to refer to it as the sheet of the Ram rather than the sheet of the Raive. The Ram says that the sheet of the Raive. So the Ram says as follows. That's the Ram sheet. In other words, if you have the Mayim, and then, let's say, the Mayim before you don't, so the flowing area extended up to here. Then as a result of the dumping of the Mishami, it extended into a new area, into an extended area. So there is a difference, according to the Ram, there is a difference between the status of the Mayon in the original area and the status of the Mayon in the extended area. Insofar, you see, because according to the Ram, there is no distinction between the potential of the Mayon to be Mitaya B'Hoshu and the potential of the Mayon to be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. If it's capable of being Mitaya B'Hoshu, it's capable of being Mitaya B'Zeichlin. If it's not capable of being Mitaya B'Zeichlin, it's not capable of being Mitaya B'Hoshu. But it's not a problem. So the Mele, how does the Ram explain this mission? The Mayon man, Mayon Shemim Amorti, Visharobol of Mayon Shuvi, so the Halishim Shorof is definitely Mitaya. Now, then, the question is, does it have a din of Mayon or it doesn't have a din of Mayon? So the Reish of the Mishneh that says Shavu Mikol Kaivish Beiran has reference to the extended area. So the extended area does not have a Chalish and Mayon. So it melee cannot be Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Melee it requires an Amsa too. Then the Seif of the Mishneh has reference to the original area. The original area, so Hezich Shemayon. So the male is entire B'Hoshu and can be entire B'Zeichlin too. Similarly, he explains the Mishneh in Perikei Mishneh Gimel. Mayon Shul Moshach Kenad. So Ribo Lomim Shiche. Then he dumped water, so originally the water was able to flow up to him, not beyond him. So then Ribo Lomim Shiche. So insofar as the missionary is concerned, from here to here, from here to here, so Hare Yukmeshoy. So insofar as the original area is concerned, so Hare Yukmeshoy. Hoyo Eimeit, V'Ribo. So, it's not right. The Reish of the Mishneh, Mayim Shel Moshach Kenad, Ribo Lo V'Imshichei. So first, has referenced the case where it didn't extend in length, but he just extended it in breadth. in the bottom of water. So that works. So the reish of the Mishnah of Mayim Shemosh HaKadabu, Rimol of Mimshichay, it means Mimshichay, in other words, it extended it in breadth, but not in length. So since it did not extend, sometimes, you know, you dump a lot of water, so it just extended in breadth, but it doesn't extend it in length. It doesn't extend it in length and in width, just in breadth. So then Arayuk Mishoy, then starts discussing another case where it extended it to length. In other words, because as a result of the dumping of water, the water started to flow not up to here but up to here. Not up to here but up to here. Not up to here but up to here. In the same way here, in this direction. So Hoyoimei Viribol of Yimshichei, so then it depends. Shovel again it's not. So relative to the extended area here and here, so it doesn't tell you Shemayim. So it cannot be Mitaya. And similarly, it cannot be Mitaya Becholshu either. It requires Memson. Only Mayon, but relative to the original area, even though it extended that length, but relative to the original area, it retains its former status. So he says, Ulimayon, that's in respect to the original area. Lehadru bebe kocho, and similarly to Mimitai Bezal. Again, the same thing. And then, when it says, Heit Rapsodik ala Zeichli, so, Heit Rapsodik ala Zeichli Shavobo Lametri, so that seem to contradict the other Mishnes, because here it says, Heit Rapsodik ala Zeichli Shavobo Lametri, Shemshirim Zeichli. Only the Zeichun is more. But here we say that relative to the original area where the water was flowing before, so then it's entire Zeichun, even though the Mikshonim are more numerous than the Mayon. So, and here the Tzadik says, Dafkin the Zeichun is over anything. So the Ran says, again in the name of the Raya, so even the extended area can be Tayyabizich. You see. So in other words, Mishnehei, Perikei Mishnehei, has reference to the extended area. So the extended area has a Shem Mayon only if the main Mayon are more numerous than the Mishon. Masha'inke, the other Mishnehs that say that Limayon Lehadbo Beikosho and Kemimitaya Bezeichwe, even though the Mikshonim are much more numerous than the Limayon, that there it has reference to the original. There's the Shikabah. Now the Rambam also mentions these halachas. Now this is mentioned in Perek Tes, So the Rambam passes the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Remayim ze amayim shemeinim moti, v'hirbol of mayim shuk, shovel mikre shenitarim b'mayim hamimshochim, el b'mayim hamikrim ve'endim ba'alpere, v'shovel mayim shu mitaya b'chol shu, sh'amayim eil limim of shio, afu kol she'eil mitarim, afu kol she'eil. This Rambam is expressive of the halacha in the Rikawa Mishnah Zayin. Now let's see how the Rambam passes the Mishnah of Nadal and the Mishnah of Heid Rapsod. Periktes halacha yedavu. Mayon show your amis tanis mishoches dimension. That's genau. Centipede wise. The robot of the ribol of Mayon Shuvi, we say Hamayon, Achi Goku Hamayon Shede Amis, we shot for Harein Kimayon Hodor, Holu Miyamayon Indi, Vain Shoche, the robot of Mayon, Achi Moshe Menu Amis Amayin, Hari Amayon Shede Shuchim, Shogun Mikwe Litaya Beshbeir and Duval, we shogun Mayon Litaya Beholshim. So the Keset Mishneh explains it as follows. The Keset Mishneh explains it as follows. According to the Rambam, that in certain situations, so it has a din of mayon ligabe tayar b'chol shuv, but it does not have a din of mayon ligabe tayar b'zeichu. Yes, where's the shita Rambam? The question is, under what circumstances is it partially mayon and partially not mayon? So the Keset Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, when do we say that it's Kimayon Yechol Dovo. Now let's see, explain the mission of Mayon Shul Moshach Kenavo. Ribo Olo Vim Shichei, Hareyu Kmo Shehoyo. Hareyu Kmo Shehoyo. Hoyo Eimid, Ribo Olo Vim Shichei So. Now the Rambam explains it as follows. You see, there is in Mayon, so there is the Gumen, the cavity, where that's the source of the water. Is in the cavity. That's the Mikim Agum. So the ratio of the Mishneh Mayim Shumosh, not only Ligabe Taya Bechol Shu, but even Ligabe Taya Bezichli, that is reference to the case where he dumped all the water in the Gumi itself, in the source itself. In the source itself. Here, this little circle represents the Gumi, the source itself. So if you don't the water manage in the source itself, even though there was an abundance of water that was dumped into the source, more than the original quantity of water that was flowing prior to the dumping of the water. So then, since the water was dumped in the gune itself, into the source itself, so the mele becomes bottle to the gune, and everything that emanates from it is considered as if it emanated without that additional water boosting the mind. Because since it was dumped in the gume, so it becomes bottled to the mind. So that's the ratio. Mayan shul moshok dinaro, ribo lovim shichei, hareyu kmo shol. Hayuk Meshol, in other words, Ribolo, and he dumped all the water into the source. Not outside the source, but into the gully itself. Hayuk Meshol, in spite of the fact that the water dumped is much more, quantitatively speaking, than the original quantity of water that was contained in the goof. So it becomes bottled to the mayor, and it has a chalisha mayor mitab everything. Mitaya b'cholshu, mitaya, and is mitaya b'zeichu. But hoyoei made the ribol of him shechei, but suppose, in other words, he left it alone. He left that alone, the gome. He didn't dump any water in the gome. So, but he dumped all the water outside of the gome. So then, shodol mikro nitaya b'shmire, and not resulting, of course, I mean, the Raman. So then, if the mikshomi were dumped, not into the gome, into the source itself, but into, became a hemshech, where the water was flowing, so then it has a din of mayon nigabel tayar chosho, and it has a din of mikve natu mitayar zeichu no beshbir. All right. So kesef mishnah. I mean, some say that Reb Chaim is chayit al kesef mishnah. Whatever pshat is given in the Rambam by various rishonim, but there are certain situations where, according to the Rambam, so the Rambam himself says, there are certain situations, according to the Rambam, where it has a din of time with Gabi and Tara Mechoshu, and not with Gabi Tara Mechoshu. So the question is, what situations does the Rambam say that it's with Tara Mechoshu and not with Tara Mechoshu? All right, so that's the shita of the Kesemishin. One more shita of the Kesemishin than the Kesemishin, there's another more shita. But whatever pshat is in the Rambam shita definitely is that in certain situations it doesn't tell you, of mind and regard everything. Only regard the entire culture, but not regard the entire example. Why? So we have to say, either as Reb Chaim says in the first Eretz, or as Reb Chaim says in the second. Now, we'll still discuss, there are so many shittas, but I just wanted to mention that when the Rambam distinguishes between the potential of the Mayon to retire the Cholshu and the potential of the Mayon to retire the Zeichuin, so it doesn't mean that in all situations where you dump additional water, so then it only retains the Shemayon Mikabe Itare Dimashu and not Mikabe Itare Bezechu. In certain situations, it retains the Shemayon Mikabe everything. But in certain situations, it has a Chalei Shemayon Mikabe Itare Bechoshu, but not Mikabe Itare Bezechu. What is the Shita of the Rash? The Shita of the Rash is at the other extreme. I mean, he's more machin. Because according to the Ram, so in the original area, so the Mayon has it in Mayon to gather everything. And only in the extended area, according to the Ram, it was not the beginning of Mayon to gather anything. According to the Rambam, so the Mayon, under certain situations, so the Mayon has it in of Mayon. Under certain situations, the mayon into which additional water was dumped has a din of mayon mikabe everything. Let's say if the mikshomi was dumped into the source itself, the legume, and if it wasn't dumped into the legume itself, but it was dumped in the hemshech, so then ligabe mitaya b'cholshu it has a shemayon, ligabe mitaya b'zeich, or it does not have a shemayon. The shita of the Rash is the biggest machna of the shita. There are so many shitas. We cannot discuss all these shitas. We'll discuss all the shitas when we'll be learning Pirkei. So then we'll discuss all the shitas. But the Rash shita we have to discuss right now because the Rash says it here too. So mainly the Rash says what he says in Pirkei. But here in Pirkei, Mishnah Zayin, he also mentions the shita. He's the biggest machna. The whereas all the Rishonim say that in the original area, so it can be mitaya b'zeichu even if, even if the Mikshomim are Robo and Etri, so the Rash says, no, since Reb Tzodik says, hey, Reb Tzodik HaWazichu, so that means that according to the Mishneh, when can you, does it tell it in Mayon, only if in the end the Mezechlin are more than the Mikshomim, but if the Mikshomim are more than the Mezechlin, so then it cannot be mitarabizah. Mimele, he says, when the Mishneh says in Perek Aleph, when the Mishneh says in Perek, Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin. Now let's look at the Lashon of the Rash. We didn't go over the Rash. Mishneh Zayin. Table the Yodom of Abriyun Dikeh. Show me Mikle Tarabin Shbeira. Boy Bizeh. Rahadri Yeholshu. We boy him himself in Mikle. The other God did what for the deeds, the Mikle, the Amun, the Tarabin, the Mim, the Komok, the Koshu, the Maya Loipa. The Ochanam Etanye, because me the Rai see even Mikle can be retired to the deeds. But in the Rabbona not. But in my own, can be retired. The Ochanam Etanye with the Raskian. With the Raskian and be safe parts of the Iba Yimashin. My own retired the Holshu. ומקווה בממסו, ואסמכת בעלמי, הוסו, דמידראי ססאגר לי, במקווה בלוויס, אבל בשביל תיק רבון הממסו נקתי, ואפילו אורך בטון המים בכל שום. תאי לי בספר, מיון שמים עוד מותי, וריבו עלו בירחיבי, מתאי לו בשבירת ומתאי לו בזכו, אבל הדמוקים שהוא יוכל, להלך מתחלוסי, פירש, ריבו עלו בירחיבי, שאין סברי חול פונו, ונשמאו אין סמאים זכוין בקיימץ של אוהבים זכוין, מתחילו, אין אין סונה מקיימץ, אין אין סונה מקיימץ כשירה, אלו בשברה, אבל ממסו ועד הליבוי, כדאמו, במוקים שהוא מהליר בתחילו, מתאיר אפילו בזכוין. So, and then you'll see how the Rash explains. Now turn to Perek Hei, Mishneh Gimel. מים של מושך כנב. So he says, מושך כנב, שמים על זכוי, ומכן נעיס הרבה, כנב על זה, שמר ברגליים, כדאמרו להם בסעיף פי ופרייטס, עד כל מר ברגליים זה נב, ריבו לו, ולא יישב ריבו לו עם מים שלו, דים כן לא ימיתי על זכוי, כנתנר ואיר בסעיף פרקמה, אלו ריבו לו פעי שאו סופרי חייס, לכל המכניס, שהוא ימליך, ונשמא לי כל אחס מים, הרי זה הרי הוא כמו שאויו, ובמוקים שאויונים מוצחוי, קדם שריבו עליהם וירחיבו, שאו מתאיר בזכוי, ומנצדודים אין מתאיר אלו בהשבר. ובסעיף פרקמה ימי סיפרי זה מתספתי, קייצי בזו, לקטון המים שמי ומוטי, וריבו עלו, וירחיבי, מתאיר בהשבר, ומתאיר בזכוי, אלו הדמוקים שיוכי להלך מתחלוסי, וריבו עלו, היי משאו סוברי חולפונו, ונשמא לסמאי, וכנע מקטון בדיסקטי, מיום שהוא מושך כנבו, וריבו לו, וירחיל למתאי הבשביר, תאי הבזכוי, אלא אדמוקים שיוכל להלך מתחלוס. So, he's the biggest machin of Rash. According to the Rash, when the Mishnei, פרקי משנה גימו, says, מיום שהוא מושך כנבו, or the Mishnei, פרק אלף משנה זיין, so, מיום שני עוד מותי, שרובו לו מיום שולי, so both Mishnahs do not have reference to the case where he dumped Mikshom. He didn't dump Mikshom. He didn't dump Mikshom. But they have reference to the case where there's reference to the case where he just extended his start, he did some more digging. In other words, let's say here there was a man that was centipede-wise, in other words, it emanated water in all kinds of direction, centipede-wise. And then he started to dig, so he started to widen the grooves. Like this, the grooves were very narrow. Then he decided to widen the grooves near the mine. And then, not only did he he widened the groups, but he lengthened the groups too, you see. At first, it was very narrow, the group, and it only extended up to here. Then he started to lengthen and to widen the groups. And he didn't dump anyone at all. He didn't dump anyone at all. So, even in such a case, so the Mishnah says, Mayon Shemen of Mot, Visharopu Olo. Now, so, I'm sorry. So that's the Mishneh, Iperkei Mishneh Gimel. Mayon Shehu Moshach Kenabo. Ribo Olo Beim Shichay. What does it mean, Ribo Olo Shichay? He didn't dump any water. Unlike all the other Shemim who say Ribo Olo means he dumped new water. So he says, no, Ribo Olo Beim Shichay doesn't mean he dumped new water. He just extended the grooves. He lengthened them, he widened them, so there is an extended area where the same mine water is flowing, but no additional water, no mikshonim was dumped into it. So, hareyu kimoy shoyu. So in other words, what in hareyu kimoy shoyu, let's say, if he widened the grooves that existed before too, but he just widened it, so then the water in the same grooves, even though he widened them, he was marked then, so they have the same status of Mayon, he can be retired of the whole shoe, and they can be retired of his echo. But, Hoyo Emet, Ribo Olo Beim Shichay, now, at first, he only extended lengthwise up to here, the groups, and then he extended that, he lengthened that, so Hoyo Emet, Ribo Olo Beim Shichay, and it, again, he didn't dump any new water. He just started to lengthen the grooves, and he dug more and more in a lengthwise direction. So, the river Shechem, so then the mine that will flow in the additional area, not in the widened area, but in the additional area, in a lengthwise direction, the water that until he dug, so it only extends up to here. Now as a result of the digging, so it extends up to here, so that water can only be retired the whole shoe, it cannot be retired. And then, when the Mishnah says, now, our Mishnah, in Perik, our Mishnah Zion, so of course, definitely heads to a case where he don't knew water, because it says, Remailome, Mayon Shemeimo, Muoti, Visharobu Olo, Mayim Shuvim, so Shomer Mikve, Retire Beish Beiren, Uli Mayon, Rehadnu Beim Choncho. So, what does it mean? So, according to the Rash, it has reference to the case where he don't knew water, but even though it says Visharobol of Mayim Shuvim, it doesn't mean Visharobol of Mayim Shuvim, that the additional water, the Mikshomim that was dumped into the Mayon, was more numerous, was quantitatively larger than the original water. No! But if it is quantitatively larger, so then it cannot be heavy din of Mayon, the Habu, the whole shoe. But because then it wouldn't have it in Mayon altogether. But if the Mayon is made of Morti, Visharopol of Mayim Shumim, he dumped some water. But the original Mayon is more numerous, is quantitatively larger than the additional water of Mikshon. So melee, but in the extended area, so it's Shogel and Mikve Mitaya Beish Beiron, or Mayon Hadel Beholshu. Now, then, Perkei Mishneh Hei, Hei Trapsonik Ala Zechuim, Shehobo Anitrim, Shei Kshiri, what it means Kshiri? Kshiri, it can be Mitaya Bezechuim. So doesn't that contradict what the Mishneh says in Perikale Mishneh Zayin? Because in Perikale Mishneh Zayin it says, Shogami Mikve Mitaya Bezechuim, Ulmayom Adro Choshu, so it cannot be Mitaya Bezechuim, even though the Hobo of Mayim means that the Meimayon Amon are more numerous than the additional Mekshonim. Still, it does not have a din of Mayon to be mitayah b'zeichlin. And here the Mishnah says, Hey, Trapsonik ha-zeichlin, she-robor ha-neitlin, she-hei, she-gsherin, they can be mitayah b'zeichlin. So the Rashi is Trapsonik has reference to the original area. So then, in the original area, in the original, so it is similar to the Ran Shite, but according to the Ran, according to the Ran, only in the extended area. So we need Rob Mimayo in order to be Mitaya, Bizechli. But in the original area, even if the Rob is Mimshomi, it still can Mitaya Bizechli. According to the Rash, it's the other way around. In the extended area, the extended area cannot be Mitaya Bizechli, even though the Rob is Mimayo. And that's our Mishneh, Perikalif Mishneh Zayin. So, Mayom Shemim of Morti, Visharobo, Mayom Shubim,